The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Oh, hi! Podcasting live from the recent past. And the simplest show on Earth. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined by all, as always, by Dogwater Dick in the back room, Nick Ramirez in front of my face, and hey, thanks again for intern Bryce for showing up for the first time in 6 months, goddammit.
Bryce!
And in studio, we have one invited guest, Adam Springhoff.
Little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi, Adam.
How's it going?
Hey, it seems like you've brought some friends with you today.
Yeah, I got
wow.
Some sweaty.
Wow, what an unexpected and lovely surprise for all of us.
You didn't get my telegram?
The smoke signals?
You didn't get my phone call 2 hours before the show that I'm bringing five fucking people?
Yeah, talked to him last week, reminded him earlier today. Yeah, 2 hours before the show. Oh, yeah, I'm bringing my band. Why don't you introduce your band?
These are my motherfuckers. This is my friends.
Who? No, this is your fault. You introduce them.
The poor audience.
I brought my good friends to help me play some songs.
Okay, friends, say hi.
Hi.
All right, we got Michelle and Carter from Scarlet Presents.
Okay, say hi so we hear your voices.
Hello.
You know how to do. You were just on the show, like recently.
My very good friend Samantha, and what were we calling you again?
Greg? Smiley Esquire III.
No, it's Greg.
Oh, you're not sticking with it.
And my brother from another mother, Greg.
So in case you didn't get that, that's Michelle and Carter from the Scarlet Presents, the lovely and talented Samantha Gates, and. Greg was his name, I believe. We've only met a few times.
I give Greg a punk name. It's G.G. Ilmore.
G.G. Ilmore. Wow, that's like we're O.G. Readmore meets, you know, art punk from the 80s. Scariness in my head now.
That's what I was going for.
So, hi, Adam.
What's up?
How you doing today?
Good, never better.
I'm glad to have you here. Are you glad,
yeah, right.
Rick?
I love this. Jesus Christ. He's like, it's going to be easy. It's just a guy with a guitar. Fuck.
Keeping you on your toes.
It turns out, well, yeah.
Hey, luckily there was all this stuff set up from the Scarlet Presents record over the last few weekends.
Yes.
Right? That was just you guys recording yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah.
The whole weekend. Yeah, we really... There was like 10 minutes in the whole weekend that I wasn't racing to do something.
Damn.
Wow.
And it was fucking really fun.
And you're all, yay, Monday, it's podcast day.
And it's easy. No,
and last week, Rick was just gushing about how much fun it is to like record with you guys.
Yeah, the last show.
And do nerdy things.
Oh, yeah.
And just try different recording crap. And,
I really
let's put pennies in a blender and see what happens.
Right.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
I'm writing that down, Michelle. Don't worry. <It's good
job. laughs> it breaks glass blenders. That's what happens. I will tell you that much. I know the answer to this question. Glass blenders will break within 10 minutes. Yeah.
We got to use the swishy mics.
We have to use the swishy mics. we really have swishy mics.
Cool.
Okay.
So was it a good weekend? Was it a good recording sesh?
Oh, well, I think it was fucking amazing. We did so many cool things.
Rad,
oh, my God. It was so much fun. And it was all, and there, some bands like crap out after a certain amount of time, which is nice. Because, like, you get a break. Not these guys.
Really?
I literally have to throw them out of the house.
What? That's badass.
Well, are you sure that we can't just do one more vocal?
We can do one more track.
But it's just like when a little kid, you know, like when Riku, like, you know she's tired, but she thinks she's not tired. And you got to try to convince her it's time to go to bed. It's totally like that.
It's so nice
in
here.
She's like, but I'm going to play some more. And I'm like, no, you can't.
Now, Michelle,
really,
if
we've
you
been
weren't
going 15
stomping
hours.
Your feet.
And then the engineer gets cranky. Yeah, it's awful.
Rick's all.
Try one,
guys.
Are we done yet?
fucking rad.
So very cool.
Oh, yes.
What?
What?
You guys flashing yourselves fucking during rad. The show?
Fucking rad.
This room is packed.
It is packed.
It's hot in here. Welcome to the summertime at the studio. And this is just 5 minutes into the show, and it's already sweat's dripping
Should've
down.
Should have been in here with my amp on whipping, for 13 hours.
Whipping down.
Yeah,
the,
her poor amp, it melted halfway.
Oh, yeah.
Your amp actually melted?
No, it should have.
Like into pieces?
Much, it was hot as fuck.
Very cool. That's rock and roll.
All day.
What about you, Nick?
Oh, what did I do this weekend?
Did you melt anything?
I didn't. I melted some faces on Friday.
Yeah.
The liver scars.
Face.
That was a really, really good show over at Shay's.
Thank you, man. And the Cadaver Dolls dogs were sick.
Amazing band. Yeah. Cadaver Dogs from Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. Sponsored by Fireball.
Yeah.
Shut up, really?
Yeah, no, they get to go out. Evidently, they get to go out to a bunch of bars the night before they play a show and go in and buy the bar a round of Fireballs. Come see us tomorrow night.
Wow.
That's a pool, dude.
Right?
That's a good pool.
And
they're great, though. They're furious.
And then they played some awesome, the Canes, the Scarlet, you guys all would have loved their asses.
Yeah.
Exciting band.
Put on a show, you
jumping
know?
Around into the audience, you know, cock rocking out the big fat ass rhythm guitar. I don't even know what it
aggressive.
Was.
Aggressive. The drummer would get up off his seat after every song and run out.
Hey guys, how you doing? Hey, can I get a drink of that?
And then right before he's supposed to hit the drums, like they, you know, after the intro, he'd just go run back to his seat, hit it, bam, and then freak out like a animal from the Muppets.
He had like deer horns duct taped to the front of his drums, like antlers.
That's awesome. I don't. Nobody's ever thought of that before. Fuck.
Shut
up. We need that.
It was
exciting. Or like giant bullhorns.
That sounded like complete sarcasm, Rick.
No. It did sound like fucking great. It really is fucking great.
Yeah.
No, it sounded like you.
They were a very exciting band. And I really enjoyed the show. And Felix and I got really, really drunk with them. And we stayed really, really late.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, and then on Sunday, I went to the Aces. That was really fun. Baseball.
Cool.
Yeah. A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
There's a couple black dudes in that shit.
Yeah.
I went with my mother. There was never a couple black dudes.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Fuck you, Rick. That's my mom.
And the room giggles
I'll kill
like
you.
A monkey.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that.
Aces won the game with the homer at the end. It was fucking beautiful, man. So.
Very cool.
I'm going to Wichita. Next.
Good one.
Damn. I was going to hit the sample again, but there's not any black dudes in Wichita.
Oh,
so that's kind of bad.
They're on,
face.
Right.
They're on AAA sports teams.
Yeah, after we were done, after the Aces won, we ran up to the other team from Iowa and we said, Rick, hit me.
Face!
I'd suck his. Oh.
Brooklyn!
Yeah, exactly. We said you shouted Brooklyn at them, and they got confused. They're like, "What?" They did a lot of
yeah.
Oh, man. So,
a belated Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, tell me
like
about
your
Mother's
Day.
That's right.
Yeah, all you mothers out there,
and all the single dads that do double duty out there. Yo, yo,
duty.
Yeah, I shit twice for my family.
How about this guy?
He's a mother.
I'm not
what,
a mother.
What about it, Adam?
At least I don't think so.
Are you guys raring to go? You want to play a song?
Oh, sure,
please.
If you want to.
Yeah, no, just play a song.
I'm just drinking.
As your penance, you're going to play a song.
All right.
Right now.
Is that cool?
We're just going to start off with a song. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Let's do it.
That's a good recap. Our weekend, right?
Yeah, our weekend was rock and roll. Mother's Day, awesome. You know. Good times.
Bye, Carter.
Fucking A. Go Aces.
Yeah, Carter, drummer, ejected. Into the large room with cool ventilation.
I know. Nice out there.
Right.
Sometimes it pays.
So yeah, Carter's playing. All right, what's going on here? For Carter's playing drums. We got Michelle on the electric.
Mm-hmm.
Adam's on the acoustic. Greg is playing a fucking bass.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to play bass, but I know at least I'll be better than Tyson Schroeder of 6 Mile Station. So
I'll
be
right.
Oh.
Yeah, but he's the cool
challenge out there. And then the lovely Samantha's going to be playing some fiddle for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, some fiddle.
Violin.
Hit a little fiddle for us so we can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get into this big song.
That's a violin.
That's real, people.
Samantha is the daughter of the famous Carolyn Gates.
Who's been Samantha, in here many
times.
Samantha,
do you hate that?
From Blunderbust and...
I was going to avoid
no.
it.
Betty Rocker.
Well, we were debating before the show.
You could
show
also talk into your violin mic, too.
Whether or not I can actually ask her quiz questions and whether or not Carolyn would kick my ass for asking her
We're not
going to
do
questions.
That today. I don't think we should do the quizzes.
I'll do that when I'm her age, all
right? Right.
There you go.
Exactly.
Ding.
It'll be more fun and interesting.
Well, because you know she'll listen to the answers, and so we won't get truthful answers out of you. Or we can't count that the answers will be truthful. Just in case you're hedging.
Did you hear your mom's quiz?
I'm accusing you of being awful.
And was it creepy? Because I'm sure we asked her something
she was
horrible.
Definitely drunk.
I don't know if she was. I don't
maybe.
Know.
All right, Carter, are you set up out there? That would be a drummer's yes.
So, Spring On, what do you call this ensemble?
This song?
No, your band.
Oh, this is the Get High With A Little Help From My Friends tour.
That's a cool name.
We started this. He started this project yesterday.
All right.
He invited us all to do this.
It's been a long road.
We're going to play a song that I wrote called My Own Life.
This song's badass.
Quick check from Soundmaster Rick.
Check it out.
All right, let's hear some music.
All right, I'll start this out.
You're like enough reach when you're on the ground. You're like enough reach when you're on the ground. You're like enough reach when you're on the ground. Ooh, I think I'm going down. The thing that hit me most was that it didn't stain. The things that wants to live deep underneath my brain. Till one of my friends told me with a sound. Ooh, Lord, it plays it even though sometimes trying to find a piece of mind. No, it don't feel right. Putting up a fight, but living. I don't care. While my reservation sits in a stare. Ooh, even though sometimes try to find a piece of a mind. Yeah. No, it don't feel right. like enough reach when you're on the ground. You're like enough reach when you're on the ground. Ooh, I think I'm going down.
Very nice.
Very good.
Thank you, guys. Bit of a departure from what I'm usually used to listening to out of you there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we think about this. This is the Canes and Scarlet Presence with a little extra from Carson
City.
No.
This is Adam Springob.
No, I know, but
with
that,
friends.
Those fucking bands together can
sure,
make
yeah.
that
your,
bluesy
your
slow, like,
your band is larger than
shit.
Both of those bands.
We're just fooling around.
It's pretty cool.
Some nice stuff. And I
no, what are you doing in here? You
I can't do. Come in, I yeah? do like the fact that you have your friends dress in uniform when they come to play.
That was my idea.
Yes, Carter and Greg are sharing the same blue denim shirt and brown pants.
Which
and,
can we draw numbers on the back of them and have them?
Oh, it's shoes.
No, we call each other every day. Plan it out.
Coordinate.
They even have like the same little button.
So you've been playing a lot of solo shows here by yourself for the last few months here.
Yeah, I try to make a little scratch. Yeah.
So you got anything? You got anything coming up
solo
in the real soon where
yep,
people could check
actually
you out?
Just a few days this Saturday.
Oh, too bad nobody's going to be at that show. Because they're all going to be at Mary Anarchy.
No. Because around the time he's playing, it'll just be Merkin at Mary Anarchy. So you can spring up.
Oh,
Lamin Bands.
Look, I'm here on a... There's a vendetta against them.
These guys aren't next. Merkin is next.
What part
so
are you playing?
Where are you at Saturday?
Strega.
Well, maybe if they maybe if they don't break shit that they haven't even bought yet.
Sorry, we had to burn it.
That's a bit of an inside joke.
Yeah, they
there,
kick
yeah.
puppies. Fuck those guys.
I'm going to be at Red Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
All by myself. Actually, with a loop pedal. I'll be fooling around with a loop pedal. So.
Oh, that's all accompanying yourself?
Yeah. Again.
This Saturday.
Sexually.
Yeah. Way to just bring the show to a halt.
I'm
Rick.
Sorry.
Eric Foreman saving us as always.
God bless him.
What time is that going to be? All night?
Nine
afternoon?
O'clock.
Nine o'clock.
Maybe to midnight or later.
You're going to miss some really awesome stuff at Mary Anarchy. That's just when all the great bands that day are going to be playing.
Except for Merkin.
Well, like Kittenhead from the L.A. area. A all-chick punk rock band that...
Oh yeah, those guys are badass. Those guys, I've heard about those guys for a while. Like they've been around.
Yes, cool. They have. They played Shays a couple times here, and
but hey, they ain't no.
They're they're killer. Yes, because they're all hot chicks who play punk rock. It's way different. Yeah, Kittenhead.
That's it, Mary Anarchy.
Kittenhead. That means they cut kittens.
No.
Who else is playing a Mary Anarchy on Saturday?
Nick, what do we got on Saturday?
Well. All right. Well,
yeah.
You guys are ready to talk about some Mary Anarchy action?
I think I am
this weekend.
Thank you, Adam. Giving up your time here.
Your cat's toast.
Okay, let's get into the future here. When this show comes out is like tonight
you
on Thursday.
Yeah,
we have a pre-Mary Anarchy event at Jub Jub's. It's the Remembering Dale celebration.
Very cool.
Dale Kellum's lost us, or we lost him a month ago to cancer. And
fuck your death.
The money for Mary Anarchy this year is going to his widder, Heidi Kellum.
His widder is in his orphan.
And his orphan, Kenobi Kellum. So anyway, so Friday we start off with his brother Doug is going to do a little Thursday his brothers and me are putting on Thursday together.
Right.
We're going to share Dale's life through pictures and music, some of his CDs and, you know, celebrate all that stuff he did here while he was here with us. And then Doug's going to play a little bit, and he has his band Death Stalker. It's fucking metal.
Death Stalker.
Metal as fuck. So since their gear's going to be here set up at 3, you can come down at 3 o'clock on Friday and check out Doug.
Shit, I'm not even going to be there at 3, and I'm not seeing the thing.
It's going to be good. Doug and Death Stalker are going to kick us off. He's going to probably say some words about his brother, too.
Cool.
And, there's going to be some crazy shit. We're going to try to put he wants to bring Dale's ashes down to the show. So we're putting him in a guitar case.
Fuck yeah. Come pay your respects to Dale.
Yeah. So that's going to be kind of powerful and cool. And Doug kicks it off with Deathstalker at 3:30. Then we got Pat Ray.
Yeah,
at
Pat
4.
Ray.
at four.
The typist guy.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
No, that was James Dilworth.
James Dilworth,
off mic already.
Yeah.
God damn it.
A little bit. Now he's licking it.
I didn't know you could put that all the way in your mouth, dude.
You want to see it?
Oh, yeah.
Tell you don't know where that's
been.
That's true. Oh, no.
Yes,
I was hanging
does.
Out here a couple weekends
yes,
ago. I know where it's been. Don't you, Rick?
Then you really don't want to put it in your mouth. You know, the great thing about anal lube is that it doesn't have any doesn't have spermicide in it. So
it's like
that's right, baby.
It's like he's a sixth grader. You don't even have to get to the punchline. Just the setup is good enough.
Because I know it's coming.
It works.
Spunk.
Okay. That's what's coming.
So, yeah, Pat Ray from Carson City is going to start us off. And then Brian Callahan on his piano.
Yeah.
Matt Wage at 4:40.
Nice.
Like, we got so many bands this year, we had to crunch the times down. So some people
like,
get
we're
15,
all getting, like, 10,
some people
15
go 20.
Minutes, yeah.
Some the bands get 25 max, unless you're the last band, of course.
How do you?
You know, it's kind of crazy. So anyway, let's go back up the list. John Frederick and Corey Lynn, one
fine.
Of the stars in Nowhere, Nevada, by the way. Tom Plunkett, also in Nowhere, Nevada. 5:20, so right, you know, when Happy Hour starts at 5, you get Tommy. Then the Magic Larry.
Magic Larry Cooper Music /
Colson Larry, now it is time for the Dance of Joy.
And the spawn of George Picard. His son, George Picard, will be playing
Farewell Belladonna.
Yeah. 6:00. And then we have a special from Out of Town.
Oh, no.
And I'm only going to say this once, but
really?
It's a secret, but I'll let you guys
know. Oh, is this the secret?
Yes. While Astronaut is not able to perform because Dale was our guitar player.
Had to go die on us.
He had to go to outer space on us. So we're going to probably show one song with Dale and us doing an astronaut song together.
But
and then Stacy Hudson and Milan are going to be playing a quick sham 15-minute set. And we call that sham.
Yeah. That's all we're going to refer
sham,
to.
Sham wow.
Sham.
Wow. Okay.
Sham is wow.
Stacy was the singer from Gunshot Liquor. Hudson was the drummer from Source. And
sorry.
Greg's having his own show here in the corner.
Milan was in a band called Platypus back in the day. These are all 90 bands. I don't expect you guys were in fucking diapers.
Here, just run through the rest of the list on Friday and then just rip through Saturday.
Candy Shop, Betty Rocker, Stabby Unicorn, Scarlet, Presence, The Canes, Post-War.
I heard about them.
Big Remote.
Post-War!
I just skipped right over them because they were my revenge.
This is why I was laughing.
I don't care.
Oh,
about
you're
your
on your phone.
Phone
during the show.
Thanks. Hey, I'm
awesome.
And telling you about it off mic.
I'm I'm
so glad we had Greg here.
I'm glad to see you. I'm confiscating your phone for the remainder of the show.
So, Big Remote, Actors Killed Lincoln, and Memory Motel.
Yeah. Awesome. Friday,
that's
Friday's
a hell
killer.
Of a lineup.
Friday's
killer.
Friday's
lineup,
killer.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, we're starting it out with the Big Bad Lighter Thief. I'm sure you've heard of them before.
Yeah.
Come out and check them at a one-time-only afternoon event.
I heard they suck.
2:00.
Not 2:30. Okay, 2.
2:00 for that. Then at 2:30, we have Spike and Jackson. 3:05, Hella Acapella. 3:45, Pinky Polansky.
Skip the times, just the
acoustic.
Bands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aversion Therapy, Max Volume, 6 Mile Station, Stereo Killers, Victory Calls, Frontier City Sound, Slut Fungus, Reno, We Have a Problem, The Bay Choir, Merkin, Kittenhead, and Vampires.
Kittenhead and Vampires. If you want to find the show times, please check out our event pages on
Mary Anarchy
the
Reno
Facebooker.
On Facebook.
Mary Anarchy Reno and Mary Anarchy, a benefit for Dale Kellum's Day 1 and 2.
Yes, you have to go to the events if you want to know what time stuff starts.
Yes. And the bar is going to, we're going to have, I think, barbecue? Something?
Yeah, we'll have some food down there somehow.
And in general, it's what, 3 p.m. to 2 a.m.?
3 p.m. till we fall down.
3 p.m. till 2 a.m. on Friday. 2 p.m. till 2 a.m. on Saturday.
And that Jesus. And that 2 a.m. is a until the bartender falls down.
5:00
all,
on Thursday.
All pretty much all those bands fucking rule. So just come.
Jubs yeah. is
any
the
point.
Shit.
Yeah. Yep. Come and
Thursday,
come.
Friday, Saturday. Come down to Jubs, and there's going to be
Friday
some good entertainment.
Especially.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard the Canes and Scarlet Presents are doing something.
I heard Merkin's going to play on Friday. You should really check them out.
No, they're playing Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought you were in Merkin.
Oh. Oh, that's Tyson.
No, not in
Merkin. You didn't hear that?
Tyson.
Tyson Scratter. He's playing bass for him now.
Who's that guy? Hi, Tyson. We love you. No, we don't. You don't listen to the show. Fuck you. None of you listen to the show unless you're on it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm subscribed.
Ooh, but that doesn't mean you listen.
On iTunes or what?
Yeah.
On iTunes even. Oh, nice. That's good for us, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that's what y'all should do.
Yeah, everybody get on board with the iTunes or the Stitcher.
They'll just send it right to you every week.
Yeah, and I get analytics that tell us that.
Do your dishes.
And then I can charge advertisers for you.
Yeah, speaking of that, do we need to do a commercial before this next song?
Yes, thank you, Nick. That's a great idea. I'd like to take this time to thank Reno Computer Fix. Reno Computer
Reno
Fix.
Reno Computer Fix.
We don't practice this ahead of the show.
RenoComputerFix.net. You can find them at 71 South Wells, right by the Dandelion Deli. Go in. It's two local boys who hire a bunch of other local boys, and that sounds a lot gayer than it is, but they're really, really cool.
I don't mind.
They do a great service for the community. They're always fixing stuff up. They've got refurbished computers. They'll fix the one you've got. You can sell your art. You can buy art. And you can sometimes even hang out with puppies. It is a dog-friendly store. So bring your pet in. Get your computer fixed. RenoComputerFix.net.
Reno Computer Fix.
Save that for the end, dude.
Just saying.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so this next I'm just throwing out the note cards out the window for all that show prep that I do. Give me another song, Adam.
Song, music.
We're going to do a song roll called loosely called Eyes Red.
Loosely called Eyes Red? That's a really long title.
Really?
You only paid me for one
quotation.
Song. This is the one you got to start out.
That's two more hand jobs next practice.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, and then slide it back.
All right.
Yeah.
No.
I like it that way. How are you going to dock if you don't start like that?
Wrap your hand around it and slide it back.
What?
Here, let me do it.
All
right. Yeah.
Carter, you ready?
Use your hand.
So, one. Okay, you ready? One, two, three, four.
Time.
from the bald chain we've had. Yeah. Oh. Now left and right, play your
nice. Yeah, I was listening to that, realizing that what I like most about the Kane's lyrics are the sound of your voice.
Whatever.
I loved you in Merkin.
No, you do have a great singing voice there. And I said like three times there. So everybody drink.
No, yeah, thank you.
Drink copiously.
You know what I like best about the Kane's lyrics? Uh-huh. I don't know. You can't understand
it. Just keep listening.
Listen harder.
That's right, bitch. Listen harder. Fucking stick it right up there. Yeah.
Whoa. Wow. You need to save a whole bunch of what just happened, Rick.
Yeah. Sexually.
Mark that down.
Wait,
on the
is
time.
It Monday?
Yeah.
No.
Hey!
Does that mean
is it Sunday?
Hey!
Does that mean you're on top?
In the recent past, it is Monday.
Up. We're here for this guy.
People listening, it's Thursday.
September.
Or past Thursday.
Right. Yeah, or it's 2014 and you're just looking back.
It is hotter than
no
Rick
reason.
In here. Oh my God.
To our future listeners who are listening to this archived podcast,
there
will
be
say,
future listeners after this.
Hi.
So, Sam, I have to ask you, how the hell did a really nice young lady like yourself get involved with a bunch of assholes like these?
I tricked her.
I know.
A good, you know.
Yeah,
good thing here.
He made me think that they were good people.
That's a good answer. I believe it. They're very good liars.
Yeah.
Greg and Adam here. Liars. Adam and Greg. Greg and I don't even know who's who anymore. Jesus. You guys look all you rock stars look alike to me.
Yeah. Were you all in the Free Me video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except not me.
Samantha. No. Except Samantha.
Carter was part of the crowd at the end.
I'm too sweet and lovely to do that shit.
She saw it though. I know she saw it.
Yeah, it's a great video, you guys.
Yeah, I'm
too
sweet.
I love your work. Yeah, you're super sweet with that guy tied up in the other room, too.
Yeah.
I have not yet seen it because I'm a bad friend.
Jeez.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, I clicked on the link and I went to it, so the page got a hit, but I might have even started the video.
You'll want to see.
But I probably
Roy doesn't have 2 or 3 minutes to spare.
I don't.
Per day.
I don't.
What? What is what? You want what? Check it out. What?
I know.
There's a lot of views on that motherfucker right now. There's like 30,000.
It's a personal affront. I know.
That's fucking awesome.
That's 30. Yeah.
30,000.
I think I played it in the background, but was doing something else, so I didn't watch it.
It's only been out a couple weeks. That's fucking great, guys.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. Thank you.
But now that I know it's got your butt in it, I'm going to watch it as soon as I get
home. Oh, my God.
Fuck you, Rory.
You're over 21, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's safe.
You know, it's probably going to take forever.
Hi, this uncomfortable pause brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check your pinky link.
Yeah. Love you, Felix.
Felix is drunk.
Yeah, and that's why he's not here again.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Thank you, Max. Always having my back. And
that's awesome.
Jess Blaze, can you help me out? Isn't Max right? Max is always right.
Jess is like slow today.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
She's had a few, sorry.
Rick's the slow one.
Huh?
Coke. So what's next? What's the next segment?
You
right
know
now?
What? It's going to take a long time to get through, you know what? We might want to start that soon.
We're not doing that.
Oh, we're not?
All right, you know what? I
decided music was
all right, no, we're
going to
do really, really short, and the only person taking it is Sam.
Oh, no.
So, give me the music. This is going to be the shortest and maybe one of the tamest worst little quizzes ever.
All right.
But
yeah.
You're here. You're on the show. You have to take the quiz. You can't come through these doors and not take it. Did you think I was really going to let you off the hook?
Ha-ha.
Yes, actually.
All right, so question number one. Trapped on a desert island, your mother, your brother, or your lover, who do you cannibalize first?
My brother. He's bigger.
Okay, good answer. Good answer.
Nice and quick.
You could fight anybody in history, all of history and creation. Who do you pick a fist fight with?
Abraham Lincoln.
Vampire
Hunter.
Shut up. No
this
help
is
from
Samantha's
the audience.
Quiz.
Not yours. You already took this.
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes.
Have we never had that? We've never had that.
That's,
that
guy, anyway. I don't think so.
It's awesome. I'll hold Mr. Watson
bastard.
While you do it.
Well, okay, and what would you like for your last meal? Blanking on food here.
What's my favorite? Thuthi.
Thuthi?
Thuthi.
Perfect.
What's that?
It's like sushi, but with a lift.
When was the last time you got really hammered?
Last night.
Yeah. Nick, let's head it over.
Rick has your last question.
You haven't asked any bad ones.
We're not going to.
Why?
Because you're too sweet.
Color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear.
Fine.
Make and model they're from Old Navy.
Okay.
And it's a
boy cut, a bikini
it's a
cut?
It's a white thong.
White thong.
Yeah. Elvis would have loved
sophisticated,
that.
Yes. You know?
Speaking of
Elvis would approve.
Here's the rapid fire. Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis Beatles.
Ozzy or Dio?
Ozzy.
Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
Pat Benatar.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Wow. And if you lived in a world with only Beatles or Star Wars, you can only have one, which would you pick?
I picked Star Trek.
I meant Star Trek.
Star Trek or the Beatles.
Do that again.
That's so hard. What?
I know, right?
To be.
The vision of Gene Roddenberry and hippies in bed.
Can we combine them? The Beatles will crew the Enterprise.
Yeah, right.
and wear the uniform. That's my choice.
They would let Ringo drive, though.
The Beatles. That was pretty creative.
Crew the Enterprise. And now all of reality has just melted. With an awesome 450 points, most of it for that last answer. Samantha Cates, wonderful job on the quiz this week. See, it was less painful than you thought it was going to be. I'm playing really nice because we're in a time constraint here.
We'll never know if
you
she
just don't
want to
get your ass kicked by my mom.
Okay, fine. You're asking for it. When did you lose your virginity?
when I was 16.
Were you at home?
No.
Okay.
It was in a car.
Yeah.
In her parents' car.
For time.
Yes, no?
No.
Verify.
No,
oh,
no,
not,
it was not
parents.
My parents.
gay or ginger?
What?
Gay or ginger?
What do you mean?
Choose would you
one.
Rather be gay or ginger?
Or would you rather do a gay or ginger?
Yeah. I would rather do a ginger than a gay person.
Okay.
Wait, a gay guy or a gay girl? Because I'd rather do a gay girl than a ginger.
And would you rather be? Would you rather
so
be?
So wait,
gay
in
or ginger?
The ranking is gay girl, ginger, gay guy.
Well, yeah. Well,
what if the girl was a ginger?
How would I turn him on?
Gunpoint.
Internet porn.
All right, that's enough. This is my friend's daughter, and I'm not comfortable with this.
She's our friend too now. Yeah. She's been on the show and taking the quiz. All right, turn that damn music off.
I just turned it. Okay. Are you really done asking questions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
She already got her score.
Yeah.
You had a few bonus points for the last couple questions.
Points?
Yeah.
What kind of points?
I would add 100.
Bonus
700
points.
700? No, I meant add 7 points.
I think I just got gypped out of a fair quiz. Just saying.
So well, you'll get the prize anyway.
Okay.
Well, but see, the thing is, Adam's actually our guest, so...
Oh, okay.
I would have given him the real quiz, but he's taken it very recently, and Nick and I have to leave soon, so you're totally getting... You are getting gypped out of a quiz.
I expect another quiz.
There is another quiz in your future. Bring
I'm
another
sure there
in.
Is. There's not a lot of fiddle players, so I'm sure we'll be seeing you again. You know what I mean? In this town.
If, you know, maybe Adam had, like, communicated that there were going to be...
Yeah, fucking Adam.
8 people
here.
You
didn't here. Get my pigeon carrier?
You didn't get to Adam get the memo?
You didn't
show.
Get the memo? There's a cover sheet
through
the
pneumatic
TPS report.
Tube.
I messaged you on MySpace.
Yes! The AOL instant messaged
right,
you.
Somewhere a lonely computer went, ding, you have mail.
Just one.
The solitary AOL kiosk down by Meadowood Mall. I don't know. It's a public terminal. So, all right, as we've covered this coming weekend, there's nothing else that you're going to do except go to Mary Anarchy and Dale Kellum's related events.
Yep, Thursday through Saturday.
If you're a loser,
except
Sunday,
when
Merkin's
playing, you can go see Adam
go
Spring.
Go hang
that's
out
right.
at Red Rock.
Oh, no, at Red Rock.
At Red Rock.
Red Rock.
Spring up.
Oh, Blue Land.
9 o'clock.
Say hi to Kevin for us.
No, don't do that.
We know, we know Kevin from long time.
Yeah. We know you long time.
I know Kevin long time. And what's that bartender's name?
Reese.
Reese is a good dude. I like him. So say hi to them for us.
I shall.
That's where I met my wife, too.
That's where she was working, right?
Yeah.
That's where I met her.
That's where I met her.
That's where I met your wife.
Oh, fuck you, Rory. What's on now?
Is that a Fleetwood Mac song?
Is that a Fleetwood Mac song? That's where I met your wife?
Keep us together. Fucking
do you know the Barney
the
Miller theme song, Greg?
What?
You know the Barney Miller theme song?
I don't even know what the fuck Barney
no. Oh. And now, and my heart just...
I know the Sanford
and
Son theme song.
Well, do it. Do it.
Oh, I don't know what I've never played bass
before. You're a liar. You've played bass before.
I've never played bass live before.
Oh, okay.
This is a live recording.
You're still a liar just because I like calling you a liar.
Well, he's an Esquire, so...
Wait, doesn't he play bass for Merkin?
That's Tyson Schroeder.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm much better looking than that guy.
Welcome to the show, Sam. All right, let's have another song, and then I think at the end of it, Nick and I are going to be out of here, so you might get two songs.
Yeah. Or three, or whatever. Why don't we just sign off now, and then...
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking of doing.
Take over... Ricky down.
Yeah, let's do it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Since you set up all this gear, we'll just go to Music Land.
And really, have to play two songs. Fuck
all,
that.
Come
on. Adam started this project a whole 2 hours ago, and you guys aren't going to stick around and hear the whole thing?
All kidding aside, thank you for coming in, Adam. Thank you for bringing in your gang of cohorts.
My pleasure.
We love you all. Shut up, faggot. You're the gay Christian. You don't mean anything you say. It's just lies that come out of your mouth because you're going to hell. I really enjoyed all of you being in on the show. You're my good friends.
Thank you.
Thank you. Michelle, Greg, Carter, Sam, you're lovely human beings. Except Greg, I am lying about that. So, for Nick Ramirez, Josh Chewbacca Martin, Dogwater Dick, Bryce the intern, and all of our fans out there, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying good night, ladies.
You guys start playing
play
some
music. Fucking music.
Let's have some songs.
Do that Weather It Rains song now.
That is fucking perfect.
I was just, we were all just talking about last night how this show would be so much better if it
without
was just
Rory.
Rick and Nick.
Well, now
I'm just kidding.
You get half of that wish come true.
I'm just
it's
kidding.
Just Rick.
Hey, we love you.
Hey, Rick, what's your favorite passage in Leviticus? Bye.
Ah, shit.
That's sad.
So,
thank you.
raining. My old friend, it took a while to get here. Don't know where I've been. I know you might find it easier to put it all in a face. You simply pack up everything. Double lately, yeah. Standing on this fence. I know you might find it easy to put it all in a fence. Simply pack up everything I could have been.
Hard-ons.